Big little brother for you, DJ Reader. Your thoughts on DJ? Have you had a chance to meet him yet?
Yeah, got a chance to meet him. You know, just hearing his story, you know, and just looking at him, watching him play in college. You know, I'm looking forward to it. You know, a lot of people go through things in life, and he's a young man that went through something in life, you know, and I kind of put his, you know, in the same shoes as myself when I was in college. So I think we're going to have a lot of bonding that we can do with one another, especially he's a nose tackle. So I'm here to teach in every way I could, you know, in any capacity, because it's all about winning, you know. And I think the more guys we have on board doing that, I think we'll be okay. So very exciting this offseason with the draft picks and, you know, the free agents that we brung in. And we have something to be excited about. So we've just been working hard. We're looking forward to it.
It seems as a whole team, the versatility of every player is increasing. You have to like that. I mean, you get to plug in. You get to try out different things, plug in guys in different spots. It's got to be pretty exciting.
I mean, it's always tough. You know, when you defending and you don't know if a guy receiver or a tight end that can block and they can catch the ball, it makes it harder for you. So when I look at our team, especially defensively, we have guys that can move around, and that put a lot of stress on the offenses. And we like it like that. The more we have like that, the more we can do defensively. So our playbook is open at that point, to be able to move guys around. Pretty sure probably the only person that don't get moved around is me. So, but that's a good thing. And, you know, I have great teammates. That's one of the things. Having great teammates, people that are willing to learn, that's passionate about what they do and want to win. And I think we have the recipe right now. So everything looks good on paper, but you have to be able to prepare, put it together in game situations and practice and see where you go from there. But as of right now, you know, it's just a building block for us right now. Just getting back in the swing of things, working out, coming together as a team, getting to know new teammates and stuff like that, different things we want to do. So it's just a building block. You know, come July, when it's training camp, you know, we kind of started putting the team together. So it's an exciting time for us right now.
Opportunity, Vincent, right in for the young guys. Jared Crick did a good job for you guys, but now that he's gone, it's some time for someone else to step up.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when your number's called, you got to be ready to step up. And I think, you know, every year people go through change, and it's no different, you know, than 31 other teams. They're in the same situation that we're in. So you have to understand that as a professional, as a football player, you have to understand that. And I think we have guys in our room that can take that place with Crick. You know, he did amazing things for us. But, you know, it's the next guy up, and that's how we take it. That's how you have to take it. It's nothing personal, but the ball going to continue to roll who you have or who you don't have. So the train will not stop for one person. I guarantee you that.
I'm sure your expectations remain the same from when you got here last year, but has your excitement for who you have here changed this offseason?
I'm always excited. That's why I play the game, you know, because I love it. I'm excited. The team concept, the new players that we brought in, very excited. We should be. So, you know, we made certain moves to better our football team. And I think we did that on paper. But it all comes back to, you know, can we put it together as a team on the field? But with the group of guys we have, with the coaching staff we have, the type of organization and the community that's backing us, I think we can. But it's going to take hard work and dedication. That's what it's going to always come to that. So, but I think we have guys that's willing to do that. And I'm looking forward to it.
How about you?
Golf game gonna be good. You just check me out. I'm probably hit a 400, about 450 drive today. Take a long drive competition, probably get the hole in one, but I don't like the car, so I'm gonna pass on that one. So, but I'll take the long drive probably.
How's your off season been so far as a veteran? How do you stay sharp?
Man, you know what? Just work. You know, I've been training for a while, and you know what? I feel good at this point in my career. At this point, right now, I feel really, really good. So, you have to stay sharp. You know, you have tools, and you have to be able to use them, you know. And I have a lot in my toolbox, but you have to be able to stay sharp and just stay focused, keep your mind clear, and take care of yourself, your body, you know, off the field. You know, time now, you're lifting, you're conditioning, you take care of little things, strengthening little things. Something you might notice that, you know, you need a little extra work on, you do that now. Because once the season gets here, you won't have that time. I mean, the guns are firing then, so... But that's what I've been doing, you know. I've just been, you know, working my tail off and trying to stay sharp.